On University of California Irvine Week, climate change has many effects that we may not be aware of. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Saurabh Chatterjee, professor of environmental and occupational health, delves into one.
Chronic liver disease, such as non-alcoholic fatty liver, has reached pandemic proportions. In parallel, it is no surprise that climate change is affecting all aspects of our lives. In coastal areas and inlands alike, we are seeing damaging algal blooms become more common. These blooms not only affect the local ecosystem, but are now discovered to have very damaging effects on our health. Cyanobacteria, commonly known as blue-green algae, are photosynthetic organisms that grow excessively under climate change-related stressors like ocean warming and pollution. This growth phenomena is known as harmful algal blooms. Exposure to environmental factors like these algal blooms can have adverse effects on the body. Our gut microbiome is home to more than 100 trillion bacteria that all play a role in our metabolism, immunity, physiology, and nutrition. To further understand how these cyanobacteria affect our microbiome, my team and I used models, often with mice that are humanized, to analyze the effects of oral exposure from these harmful algal blooms on the gut bacterial environment. We found an increase in opportunistic pathogens with a decrease in beneficial bacterial populations in the gut when exposed to cyanobacteria. This imbalance disrupts intestinal stability and is a likely drive to a greater risk of disease. Some of these diseases include irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, celiac disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and inflammation of the liver that are all connected to severity of chronic liver disease. With the results of this study, we are now able to understand and analyze how susceptible populations such as children, elderly, and those with metabolic disease can intervene to protect themselves when interacting with contaminated bodies of water.
That was Saurabh Chatterjee of the University of California, Irvine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.